I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, it's been an interesting week with my wife, Alicia, coming in and helping out for a couple days while Anna's been on vacation. Have you had a good time?
I had a blast.
Okay, well, that's good.
All except for waking up super early.
It is early. It's early on anybody's terms. Even if you're one of those people that talks about how early you wake up for your job, chances are we wake up earlier around here. The waking up, the adjustment of that is tough. Luckily, you won't have to do it every day or else you'd start aging at the rate that I'm aging. But there are worse jobs out there, right? I mean, when you think about it, what's the worst job you ever had?
Oh, my gosh. I was a home health aide and, you know, I was going into homes of senior citizens, elderly people. And they have different tolerances than, you know, when you're younger. So they're often very cold all the time. So it was very, very hot out, probably 100 degrees. And I would go to this gentleman's house and he refused to open the windows for any air circulation or turn the air conditioning on. And of course, you have to be in scrubs. And I had to stand over the stove and cook for him on top of it. And he wouldn't even let me open the kitchen window because he said it was too cold. There was no air moving outside either. It was like the desert. So
I'm closing my eyes for a moment and I know exactly what that house smells like inside.
Yeah, I think that was like a 4 or 6 hour shift too. And I just I didn't last long. Right. I was in tears every time I went there.
Combination of mothballs and urine. Yeah, that's a nasty job. I had multiple jobs where I was a dishwasher, and there's nothing like being a dishwasher in a restaurant to really open your eyes to human behavior. The things that people put on their trays, the things that people eat, don't eat, the things that they bring from home or their pockets, wherever they bring it from, and leave it on a dishwasher tray. I was a dishwasher at a place that's like, if you've ever been to a Sizzler or a Bonanza or anything like that. Like you go and you pick up a tray like you're in a lunch line, like a calf, and then you walk from line to line and you pick out items like, you know, a steak, a ribeye or whatever, a cheap piece of meat.
Right.
Any form of potatoes that you could imagine, sliced, wedged, mashed, whatever, gravy, unlimited chocolate mousse. I had to be a dishwasher at that place and the smell wouldn't come out of you for 2 days. You could shower. But you don't wash the restaurant off. It's like with you all the time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I actually washed dishes for fun as a kid when I would go to work with my mom, but that was different.
Yeah, because you could leave at some point.
Right.
No, I could never, ever, ever leave. What was the worst job you had? 1-800-330-9999. Lack of communication, unfair pay, no job security. Those are some of the top reasons why people say that their job is the worst job, that it's not a good job. We're talking about worst jobs here ever. I think my worst jobs were when I was a dishwasher. I did pump concrete and pour concrete for a while. That was a hard job, but it wasn't a terrible job. And I got in shape. But when you feel underappreciated or you feel like there's favoritism in your office or your workplace or whatever, like that's not a good feeling. Nobody feels good about that.
That's a big one. Working for someone much, much older who's close to retirement and feels threatened by you. I've been in that situation and, well, we know how that ended.
Yeah, some people can't let go. That happens. That ties right into micromanagement, too. I mean, you didn't like waking up early, but other than that, you had a good time.
I had a great time. A little tough to fill Anna's seat. I mean, she's so awesome. I think I did a decent job, but I will not be applying for a radio gig tomorrow.
And Raven, what's the worst job you ever had? 1-800-330-9999.
The worst job job I ever had was I was a mascot for a hockey team, and I didn't know how to ice skate. So I got out at center ice skating national anthem. I fell. My head fell off in front of all the children. That was my last game.
That's terrible. That's a terrible job.
I gave it a try. I got my $25 and I got out of there.
Carly, what's the worst job you ever had?
The worst job I ever had was at a vegan fast food restaurant where they expected you to, like, be a machine and do everything. There was no kindness towards the people, just the animals.
I sense that in today's climate, like, there's a lot of this, right? Like, I mean, I love Amazon. I buy everything from Amazon. I know some people that have incredible jobs with Amazon. But I also hear the horror stories about the drivers, right? And I see them when they run up to our house. And they look exhausted sometimes.
Yeah, they look stressed out too.
Yeah, and I hear at the warehouse, they can't even stop moving the entire shift.
I thought she was going to say worst job because vegan fast food, I mean, that just sounded boring.
But you can infuse tofu with all sorts of different things. I'm pretty sure it still tastes like nothing. And in Raven, Jason, what's the worst job you had?
Renting apartments to people.
What made it so terrible?
Because it's a sales job essentially. So you're trying to put people in a house or in an apartment that doesn't necessarily fit their needs and wants. Mm. But your boss is breathing down your neck saying you got to get this first. You got to get them put somebody in a house today or in a condo or an apartment today. And here I am trying to just throw them in a place so that they can live somewhere.
You know, some people can sell something no matter what it is.
Yeah.
And everything in life is sales. You know, there's some part of sales to everything. You're either selling yourself or selling a material. But some people can walk into any job and they can sell any product that there is. I can't do that. I'm not built that way. Like, it's got to be something I'm extremely familiar with and I believe in. Because if you're the person that's like selling, you know, supplemental insurance to grandmothers over the phone, like, you're going to hell. You know, it's not going to be good for you in the end when souls are being judged. You're just trying to get somebody into maybe a luxury apartment or condo. I don't think you have to feel that bad about, but I can imagine that it wasn't fun.
No, it's not fun.
Some things you can't have a conscience for.
Right. Some things you just got to know.
Yeah.
That this is a terrible thing and I'm taking advantage of somebody. Right. Always be closing. 1-800-330-9999. What was your worst job? Worst jobs. You know, you can see all sorts of studies as to the hows and the whys. I'm looking at a list right now with jobs on it that I thought were actually really good sources of employment. But when you combine, you know, what you make and the stress that you have to endure and the hours that you put in, the numbers are going to say some jobs are worse than others. Alicia, my wife, has been waking up early with me this week while Anna's on vacation, you know, to come in and help me out here. You've had a lot of fun, but it is tough getting up early.
It's very tough. I'm tired. It's definitely exhausting, but hardly the worst job.
You know, hours is one of the things this list takes into account, too. So some of the gigs that appear on this list, a painter, I could see that. Painting is hard. It takes all day long. You know me. I get so stressed out when we try and paint a room. It drives me crazy. And as a homeowner, I know you're never satisfied.
I loathe painting.
Advertising salesperson, that stuff. Oh, my God. Broadcasters on this list. I didn't even look ahead to see that. I can account. It's a lot of hours. It's more than you think. Oh, my God. Broadcaster is followed by disc jockey. So they're right next to each other. And they're in the top five. Like, this is really eye-opening. Corrections officer. Okay, that makes sense. Enlisted military. That makes sense. We all know that we're not getting paid enough. DJs, enlisted military, and corrections officer. I don't mean for us to be side by side, but hey, I didn't make the list. Logger, and the number one terrible job that they list here, taxi driver. Even though Lyft and Uber has become a thing, they say taxi driver. It's the combination of low pay, slow employment growth, high stress, and an undesirable work environment.
Oh, I can see that. You never know who's getting in your car.
1-800-330-9999. Greg, what was your worst job ever?
Worst job? I think it was probably working at a car dealership washing cars in the summer in college, and it was hot, and you'd have to go out into the lot, wash the cars up, and man, it was the hardest money I've probably ever had to make.
You know, the dealership guy's got to be like, they got to be shining.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the sun is beaming down, so you're trying to wash cars and keep them shining before they, like, you know, get the water spots. It's a mess.
It's horrible. It was horrible, and again, the hardest money I've ever had to make.
Wow. See, my mind immediately went to his feet were soaking wet all day. That's so uncomfortable.
Washing around, absolutely. But that sunburn is also mean.
And Ann Raven, Marie, worst job ever. What happened?
So when I was in high school, my aunt had a daycare, and to make extra money, I worked at her daycare. Mm. And there were a lot of little children, which are adorable, except for when they're, you know, doing stuff out of their mouths and their behinds.
Oh, my gosh. What?
So lots of drool, lots of diaper changing, lots of spit up. Yeah. And honestly, as a 16-year-old, it was definitely birth control for me.
Well, I mean, there you go. I mean, we did get something positive out of it for that time of your life. Children, they're right. Wonderful. A lot of cleaning up to do. It takes a special type of person to be a teacher, daycare worker, nurse. I mean, if you're a care provider for anybody at any age, it takes a special kind of patience.
For sure.
Yeah, I tip my cap to you because I can't do it.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.